a podcast by two best friends who should have been sisters at birth.
And now they're your sisters you've never had.
Welcome to another episode of Sisters You've Never Had.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Teresa.
And in today's episode, it is super exciting because we have our very first guest speaker, Yay. Chelsea Zhang.
Woo! Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
So a little bit about Chelsea. Chelsea is an American actress, and you may know her from the TV show Titans, where she portrays Rose Wilson. She's also on the Disney Channel series Andy Mack and the Netflix series Daybreak. Also, I'm low-key.
So cool.
I'm low-key reading this from her Wikipedia page because even though I know Chelsea personally and we've been friends for a few years, I just think it's so cool that she has a Wikipedia page. Like, even though I'm your friend, I feel like I still fangirl you and I'm like, like it's so exciting to me. I don't know.
I think it's super cool. I literally am like looking at you over and I thought you had it in notes and literally I see her name on Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's so sick. So like Chelsea is, you know, so talented and I've seen her TV shows and she's just so amazing. And fun fact, she's an amazing singer and skater.
Wow,
which
really?
She's never broadcasted, but like I've...
No, thank you though.
she's shy over there.
We're like really big hype women.
I like it. Yeah, I need hype men. And hype women.
Yeah. No, I've seen your comments. People are also like, yo, you need to like come out with an album or something. Like her singing voice is like, and she figures
skates. Can I find her singing like content anywhere?
I just have like, I posted like a little snippet on my Instagram in one of the slides, like so low key because I love to sing. And I think singing is a joy of life, but I don't like the pressure of being like on. Like you have to be performing.
Yeah.
Like dancing and singing. There are joyful things in life. And I wish we could just like enjoy it. But I do love to do it.
Yeah.
So cool. So we got our triple threat.
Oh, I feel like she's more than a triple threat. She also is great at longboarding. So her fans will know this.
I need you guys for when I go into like a casting and you can
like, time us. We're here for you.
Yeah. Literally.
Damn. Well, yeah, thanks so much for being here, Chelsea, and thanks, Lisa, for that intro and getting Chelsea on here. It's lovely to meet you for the first time. I guess, like, Lisa gave that intro of you, but to our listeners, do you want to kind of introduce yourself and what you like to do and what your passions are, what you're into right now?
Yes. Hi, my name is Chelsea Zhang. I'm so excited to be here, and I am an American actress, so that's my full-time job. But yeah, I'm also just like, I enjoy music a lot and dancing and lots of art stuff. So just a normal person that gets to act.
She's so humble.
I know. She's so humble. But like low key, there are people in her comments that are like, please be my friend. Like I've literally seen those. And if you see her tagged photos, it's like,
The fan art is funny.
So how did you get into acting, Chelsea? Like, how did you get started in all of this?
Yeah, so I grew up in Pennsylvania. I'm from Pittsburgh. And there's like a mini film TV industry there. A lot of like indie films will come and shoot there. So I started really in commercials and print ads. So my parents got me like into modeling. And honestly, I like did not like it at first. I was like,
were you a kid when you got into that? Or were you kind of like,
I was like five, like my first thing was when I was five. Yeah. Like a bridal magazine spread or something like that. Yeah. So very low key. But I think the biggest thing that kind of was the catalyst to me wanting to act more is there was a movie called Perks of Being a Wallflower, and that one was shot in Pittsburgh, and I got like a speaking line. I literally had one word, but filming and being on set with like Logan Lerman and Emma Watson, like I was like, I wish I could do this every day. So that kind of was the marker of like, okay, this is my dream.
Wow. I didn't even know this. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so I feel like, yeah, for the rest of the episode, because, you know, for our whole podcast, we want to be, you know, like sisters to all these, you know, people that are listening. So I feel like this episode is super important to kind of, for any of the listeners out there who want to pursue kind of the same career and learn a little bit more about mm-hmm. the industry. I feel like this is a really good inside scoop. So we've actually compiled some more questions from ourselves and also even some people from Chelsea's Instagram who submitted questions. So we got some of that as well. So we're just going to go through them little by little, but obviously this is all going to be pretty conversational and we're just going to talk a little bit about your career. So the first question that we have is what inspired you to start building your career in TV and film?
So one thing is that my oldest brother was obsessed with film too, and he went to film school. But as a kid, he would make like home videos. And so that was my first taste of just like production and like mm-hmm. filming and putting on like costumes and stuff like that. But in terms of like, I think I kind of had mentioned it before, but I think being on a real movie set and seeing how fun it was to like laugh with the other cast members and like mm-hmm. go through makeup and wardrobe and just work late hours with this team, I was just like, I love this environment. And that kind of was like where I wanted to continue it.
That's so amazing. So like, what do you think has contributed to your successes over the years?
Mm-hmm. So big thing, I think, that needs to be acknowledged is timing and the time in which I entered into the industry. One thing is like the rise of like more minority roles on TV, mm-hmm. option for like in Disney Channel show that I did, it was an all Asian family and cast. And so like opportunities like that, you know, had I been born 10 years earlier, like, I don't know if I would have gotten such big speaking roles and stuff like that. So timing mm-hmm. is huge. And also I moved out to LA to do it when I was 16 and I got an agent right away. And that's because I was a kid. Like if you come to me and you're like kind of in your 20s and you graduated college, I can't tell you how I got an agent because I was a kid. And as a kid, there's such less competition and you're just adorable and cute. And so anyone was thinking about, you know, maybe even having the talent to be behind it. So getting an agent was kind of too seamless at that time, but I think that really helped me like start auditioning and getting my foot into the door.
So about your move to LA, and you were saying you were 16 years old, did you move by yourself or did you move with your family and did they help you get an agent or how did that process kind of evolve?
Yeah, this is like where the big shout out to my mom, especially, but both my parents like let me literally I left high school and spent my junior, like I left before my junior year and I came out to LA with my mom and we lived in a studio apartment in Hollywood. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And like, that's okay. That's a huge contributor to my success. It's just the fact that I had like supportive parents that like really believed I could do it. And that's so we had done like test runs. Like we had come out for a summer and that's when I got my agent and we just submitted a resume through the mail. And then I took a meeting and I got an agent, but that was like a good green light for us that she was like, okay, we can try this for a year.
That's so amazing. It's because like Asian parents, you don't really see as many other Asian parents as so supportive to their children going into like the arts. Yeah. So like, this is so cool to hear that your mom was so supportive. Like both your parents are so supportive and your mom moved to LA with you.
Totally. And it's still not something that rests with them easily, you know, like they still worry about me so much. And sometimes, and I ended up going to college and that's totally also like to ease their nerves. And I also wanted to go to college, but that definitely helped. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they'll just be like, Chelsea, like think about your MBA or like.
Oh, yeah.
Typical like, traditional.
Exactly.
Asian parents.
It never
thing.
Ends.
Yeah.
CPA, MBA.
Yeah.
Or doctor or lawyer.
Like, go back to school, you know?
Yeah. But at least you went to university, and I feel like our parents feel the same way too. Just like going to university is super important, especially when your family immigrated too. It's like, mm-hmm. it makes it even more, like it's already important, but it makes it even more important. Mm-hmm. But speaking of, so not a lot of people know this. You actually didn't just go to any college. You actually went to extremely prominent college, USC. So how did that all kind of play in, you know, because you were 16 years old. Did you finish high school in LA, and like, how did you still were able to balance your acting career and still be able to get into such a great school that a lot of Americans, or not even Americans, like international people, you know, really strive to get into?
Totally. So when I moved out to LA, I didn't go to a regular high school. I went to a charter kind of independent study school. Mm-hmm. So I would pretty much go into class, aka like you go into a center and take a test like twice a week, and you would pretty much learn through booklets on your mm-hmm. own. But I was able to take like AP classes and, you know, whatever classes to get me to graduate. But I didn't like it. It was very antisocial, and I was so involved in school. Like I did sports and all that stuff. So I was like, either I want to go back to high school for my senior year, or my mom's like, well, maybe you should try to get into college. And USC has this crazy program, and it's so lucky that I came across it, but it's called Residence Honors Program. And it allows high school juniors to apply and skip their senior year of high school and then start as a freshman. So wow. I applied to that. Mm-hmm. And it's very common for medical school students to like get ahead of that since schooling is so long. But I ended up getting it, which was insane and like totally God and like a blessing. And yeah, I ended up getting that. And I technically don't have a high school diploma.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So this girl graduated.
You didn't even graduate high school, but you graduated university.
Yeah. It's like I needed to graduate
That's
university.
That's so impressive. Or else I would have
nothing. That's so funny. I didn't even know this. That's wow. so funny. So did you, at USC, did you continue your acting path and kind of like, did they offer classes there that were acting related, or what did you take when you were there?
So I went and got my business degree. So I went to Marshall mm-hmm. School of Business. Mm-hmm. And that was primarily because I didn't think that the theater school was that strong. Like I didn't know what I would be learning considering mm-hmm. I was already going out for auditions and had an agent. But I did take classes in the theater school mm-hmm. As like, you know, extra credit classes. But I mainly did business classes, and I've always liked school, so I didn't mind like learning kind of like a more substantial degree. And it is very, you know, transferable as a skill. So mm-hmm. I don't regret like getting a business degree or anything, but it was a good time.
So like during your time in university, how do you think your university experience like impacted you as an actor?
I could preach on this, but I love like when people go to school mm-hmm. and go to university on a human level. And this is not to blanket statement anyone who doesn't go, but like, I just find you grow socially in ways mm-hmm. that are so important for your just like being a human, for just being a human being. Like mm-hmm. going to school will make you mature and be able to handle people from different walks of life and be able to compromise. And there's just all these skills that I think I've worked with people that lack that skill. And I just wonder if had they gone to university or like been in a setting where they're with a bunch of different people from different walks of life, would they have like maybe been a little bit easier to work with and stuff like that? Mm. So that's my personal opinion. And obviously like there's people that break that, you know, stereotype, but like, mm-hmm. I find for social reasons, university is really, really helpful.
For sure. Yeah. I can definitely see that.
You definitely learn and you grow so much as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. And just even the courses you take as well, like it makes you a little bit more socially aware, or conversations that you would have in school. Mm-hmm. It is beyond just the superficial. You start learning about, you know, actual societal issues or right. what is acceptable, what is not. And it, mm-hmm. I think it's like a great avenue to break stigmas. Because it's not a surprise that, you know, people vote a certain way based on how educated they are mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a bunch of different factors.
And then you also meet like your friends, your like lifelong friends.
Yeah.
And you really grow through that too, your social circle.
That's a huge thing for me, because in LA, mm-hmm. you need a group of friends. Like, or else, I mean, you don't know who you might end up around. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise it's really hard. It's such a big city, but it can be very isolating and people already have their cliques. And so going out of college, I had a really nice foundation of friends that I still, you know, hang out with. But had I not, I probably just would have felt really lost in the city. Like, it's not like New York.
Yeah, for sure. It's especially because with your industry, you probably also work kind of, you know, interesting hours or even at different locations. So it's also building a network, because going to school, you don't just meet people from that same city. Like, people are coming from, like you said, all walks of life, like different areas of the world. So,
yes. Yeah.
So I was going to also ask, basically, as a Asian American actress, how has that impacted either, you know, you as an actress looking for jobs, or even the industry? How has that impacted you and kind of the pros and cons?
Yeah, I think that there's been a lot of progress with at least less stereotypical Asian American roles and more just screen time for minorities and Asians in particular. But I do think like we're behind still, and that like there is progress to be made. I feel like a lot of the minorities are being pitted against each other. Like mm-hmm. it's always like there's a quota and we're not being auditioned and tested by like who plays the role the best, but it's like we have an image of what this Asian character is going to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this one, like, oh, we don't really see her as Asian. Like, oh, and then it's kind of like, yeah. And I think that comes from the top. So I think it comes from not having people of color writing the scripts, or people just mm-hmm. thinking about this. And that's just like, not something we can even blame them. Like, people write what they're familiar with. So mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm, it's a long progress. Like, it'll be, as we get more writers and more directors like vouching for us, then there'll be more. But my experience in that is like, I really, really love Sandra Oh as a person. And she was always just like, I'm used to being the only Asian on set, you know, like mm-hmm. that's like her vibe. And I feel the same about a lot of the stuff that I've been in. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really gotten to work on a set where it's like an Asian family, like mm-hmm. Crazy Rich Asians or anything like that. But I'm also so used to it. Like, I don't really like consider myself too different, but like mm-hmm. it's definitely.
Do you feel like the pressure being like the only Asian on set? Do you find that, you know, like you have to represent like all of Asians?
Yes. And I also think I'm just like trying to be a good person to work with.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. like I'm mostly thinking about myself, but in turn it really represents us too. And I do think we can be pretty easy to work with, and we're not like mm-hmm. trying to raise a ruckus or anything. So it's been good so far. I just remember walking into an audition and I saw this really sweet other Asian girl, and it's just like one of those waiting rooms with all Asian girls that look like you. But I had sat next to her and she was so sweet, and we were just like talking about life. And then she like got up and was ready to go into audition. She goes, "Good luck. I hope we can play sisters one day."
That's so sweet.
Oh,
that's
so cute.
And that quote like resonates with me to this day, because I didn't think that. Like, I was like, we're in competition. But like, she was like, "I hope we can play sisters one day." And I was like,
so actually got chills when you said goodness. That. I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah. So there's some really like gems of people out there that like have such a positive attitude on things. And mm-hmm. I think we do need to think that way.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it's also probably just not even being an Asian American actress, but maybe just like being an actress in general. Like you probably go to every single waiting room, you see everyone as competition, I assume.
Yeah. Like, I've never... yeah, it's just very being complex and all that stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. It's like us like going into like a job interview.
Yeah.
Like no matter like who's there, like you're trying to fight for that one role. Yeah. Only. There's like one opening.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But it totally probably even more intense because I feel like at least with corporate, they're trying to fill almost like diversity quotas now in like the corporate world. Right. But for acting, I actually did take an acting course just for even for YouTube, just to at least like kind of know how to be in front of the camera. And even in the class, they were just like, this is the most superficial industry. Like they could literally turn you away or like specifically ask for like a fat person or like a skinny person. Like they're it's almost like you can't even blame them. Almost. Right. It's like such a tough, I don't know.
Like I guess on that, like are there like challenges that you have experienced kind of outside of the Asian realm, but are there difficulties in general of being an actress in this day and age?
Yeah, I think, well, the biggest thing is that you just don't feel like you have control. Like writing, you know, you can curate a project being made or like you can try to do things, but like actors are always going to be at the expense of like other people's decisions. And that's always hard. Like you could literally have the best audition of your life and people could love you, but you might be too tall or like you might be, you know, there's just like, you have to learn how to not take it personal. And that's honestly not something that comes natural to me. I'm very much an overthinker and like, I want to get feedback. I want to know what I did right and what I did wrong. And I've always been taught, like even by my parents, it's like, if you work hard, you'll get what you, you know, are striving
what you strive for.
But that does not happen in this industry. It's such a lottery in so many ways. But it's been training me to like,
So how do you kind of like deal with like overcoming that and kind of reaffirming that to yourself to keep going? Because you have gone so far and with all your roles, like we are so impressed. So like, how do you kind of like keep fighting for the roles that you're wanting to go for?
So there's two answers to this, I guess. One of them I think is having a good team of people. Like when I'm so distraught about stuff, like I'll call my manager and my agent and they're just like, what are you freaking out about? Like, what do you want on this? And like, even just hearing it, even if it like sounds like empty promises or empty words, like it really makes a difference to know that somebody else in this industry like really vouches for you and believes
in you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And someone that's like, opinion matters. And that's the thing is like, if your agents don't, you know, aren't even supporting you, then you need to get new agents and stuff. And then just realigning your perspective to understand that like auditions are wins too. Like as long as you're getting called in for them, that means that like there's so much going behind the scenes. Like I once got to watch like casting tapes and kind of hear email threads of like how they decide. And sometimes they'll be like, oh my God, this girl is brilliant. And then they're like, but she's, you know, not right for this role. And then I'm like, wait, do they send that to the actor? Please tell me they send that to the actor. And they're like, no, like, we don't send it to the actor. Like, it doesn't get back to the actor. And so just being aware that there are so many things happening behind the scenes, you can't let, like, not booking the job discourage you. And then the last thing I'll say is just, like, I think it's important to, like, have a very strong life outside of acting, like have your identity be made up more than just acting. And that's also something I'm not a professional at. Like so much of who I am is like tied to my work. And I think even during this year, it's been just like a really big healing process of just like knowing that I'm Chelsea without this too. And I'm like somebody without this, and I have talents and I have people that love me and all this stuff outside of acting. And I think when you're healthy there, it actually like will improve your your life in this industry.
Yeah, I think that's really great advice, especially for people who are either looking to get in there or it's like so much beyond the glamour of being on screen. Like there is a, you know, off screen life that you have as well. And like you said, you are human. Mm-hmm. Like there are things that you still need to kind of, you know, have a network and like build your mental. Too. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. But that being said, I was actually, one of the comments that you made is, you know, this past year. So how do you think COVID has impacted the industry or even you specifically?
Yeah. I mean, it was shut down for so long. Like at the beginning of all of this, nothing was filming. All the pilots and new series that were picked up in January and February, like never got to go to filming. So whenever things started to pick up again, those backlogged things were like straight to series and like starting to film. And so I think we're playing like a lot of catch up now. And then stuff is coming back finally. Awesome. As people are getting vaccinated and we're kind of getting a hold of the virus. But yeah, it's just been a slow year, at least for me. Just I don't have as many opportunities as I did before. And I've heard that like shooting is just a completely different experience. It's very isolated. And granted, you'd be lucky to, you know, be working on anything, but I just know that the experience is very isolating and uncomfortable sometimes. And it's just not the same. There's not that family camaraderie because you're a little bit afraid of like touching people. And
yeah. Everyone's scared at this time right now of like being together with others.
Yeah, exactly. So during your off time, do you work on, you know, like, for example, developing other skill sets in order to audition for more roles? Or like, how do you continue practicing your craft during your off time?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. No, I am like love just like building. So the cool thing about acting, I think, is like everything that you do learn contributes to becoming a better actor. Like even if it's like learning a language or like practicing an instrument, like all of these are just add nuances and like layers to whatever character you could play. So I don't know, for me personally, like I kind of dove back into like music and like playing piano again. And then I was reading a lot more, watching more movies. And yeah, I haven't really wanted to do the like acting classes on Zoom, but I'm more of like an in-person. I was doing improv before.
Oh, that's fun.
Before COVID. So I haven't really gone back to that, but yeah, it's been a lot of just like kind of diving into creative hobbies for me.
Nice. It's really cool. Are there things that kind of like keep you sane during COVID? Like, and what are these things? Like, would it be like exercise or kind of like meditation?
Yeah. For me, it's like people. It's having my friends that like, I'm FaceTiming like crazy. I'm very introverted. So, and I kind of had my pod of people and that was so grounding for me. I think I'm just a little too extroverted for...
It's a tough time to be an extrovert, for sure. I feel you too.
I feel so much better once I've had a hang session with my friends or like I FaceTime them and we just laugh. And that is pure joy to me.
So like you just want to be with people, right?
I want to be with people and like... It's such a joke between me and my friends. We're like, we miss having an audience. Like, that's okay. And like, yeah. So they've been really good.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, that's so good.
I guess on the topic of friends, like we're like with March being International Women's Day. And I know you mentioned like your not your favorite actress or someone you admire, but are there women that you admire that and you look up to right now, whether it's friends or family members or even people in the acting or entertainment industry?
Yes, definitely. I think right now, just on a relevant note, like Chloe Zhao, she won a bunch of Golden Globes and she directed the
rest. And she's like the first Asian.
Yes, and she's just so cool. Right. Like, I just love her vibe. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she is really cool. I'm so excited to see what else she makes. I love Sandra Oh. I just love her because she plays roles that are not it's not imperative that they're Asian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Like killing Eve.
Yes. Right. So badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always loved her because I feel like she's broken a lot of boundaries with that. And even in Grey's Anatomy, like she didn't have to, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't have to be Asian. Mm-hmm. In fact, no. I think she was Jewish in that show, right? Or something.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. amazing. I love her. And I also love Greta Gerwig as like a director. She did Lady Bird and stuff. And I just had never resonated with like a style of directing so much. And Lady Bird is like one of my favorite movies. So I could rewatch it a million times. So there's a lot of amazing women out there doing great things.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, that's so inspiring. And this actually, you talking about directing, kind of reminds me of like, what do you kind of see your future in, whether it's in this industry or just for you in general? Because I know a lot of actors, you know, go on to become directors or something like that. So, even like your dream show, movie that you want to go on, or even genre, or like if you want to become a director one day, or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we're talking about like practical, I would just love to be on like, I would like to be on a really good quality and good content show. Like something that's not like maybe The Good Place or something like,
oh my gosh.
So wholesome. Yeah, like not too dark or sexualized and whatever. And I would love to like be in a series regular role where I'm like a family with those people. And like, I do want that stability. But my dream role type of thing would be, I absolutely love like heist movies and heist shows.
Oh, so,
like,
so exciting.
Like Money Heist is my one of my favorite shows in the world. I was like never been more obsessed with the show. And I would love to be in a pod of people who like have to do something together and like have that quintessential scene where they're like all gather around like a map and they're like drawing. The
oh you know, my God. Like, those are so iconic. Goodness.
I know. Yeah. I would love, and like there's fighting and like drama and like all that stuff. So anything,
so much action.
Yeah. Action. I still do like action and I do think I can like do it. So why not?
That'd be so cool. You really like lit up when you talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, you also did.
You would do it so well.
Yeah. She did a lot of stunts as in her role in Titans, actually. You did a lot of stunts and like kind of martial arts-ish roles.
Yeah. I had like sticks at home and I was like in my apartment like
throwing them. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
That's the coolest thing.
I know. That sounds so fun.
Was funny.
So is there kind of like a fun fact that you can tell us or our listeners that people might not know, or even like your friends might not know?
I was gonna say I don't have a high school diploma, but that one we like went over. I love like music festivals. People probably know that about me, but my friends know that about me, but I'm like a big dancer in big groups of people. I will go off and I think it's like a very happy moment for me.
Yes. So what are your favorite festivals, or what festivals do you want to hit up once the pandemic is all over? Or artists you want to see?
No, totally. The artist that right now I really want to see, it's not even like a festival artist, but like I've been obsessed with Leon Bridges. And I think if I saw him live, I would cry. But I also really want to do, honestly, I want to like full send and go to like Tomorrowland or something.
Oh my gosh. That's yes. So lit.
So do I.
Like that's a real dream of mine. But yeah, I'd go to like Electric Forest maybe, or I've been to Coachella, but I'm not dying.
Yeah. You're like, I've been there, done that.
It's just a lot of people.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So we have a question from, it's just someone that asked from our page, but they're wanting to know what kind of impact you want to make in the world.
Oh, in the world.
Yeah.
I think, well, one thing I really am growing passionate more and more about is like, I really don't, when people treat people differently depending on like their Yeah, I think it's like elitism. Like I'm just,
yes.
I really don't like elitism. And I think like, obviously we all are going to do it like subconsciously. And like, we sometimes need to catch ourselves like, but I think I always want to be nice and pleasant and like, attentive. Like I want to give everyone attention in the room, like whenever I'm there, and I don't like it when people are ignored or like there's clout and like all this stuff.
Aww.
Cause I see it all the time, like in my industry. And
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, I'm like,
it doesn't sit, I don't like right
the valuing of people. Yeah. Cause like everybody is interesting. Like when you talk to them and you know their story, like everybody's story is interesting. Like that is like a fact. I don't think anybody can just be discounted. And so I think there's a lot to be done just like in treating people as humans. Yes. And I just don't want to ever change and be elitist or like cloudy. So you guys can check me on that.
Whatever.
Anything ever happens, but
no, it's funny because when I first met Chelsea, I think that was one of the first things I noticed about her is just how humble she is and how she doesn't put herself on. I mean, like, you're also one of the only actors and actresses that I know, but you know, given that there are big scandals like the Ellen DeGeneres scandal and you know how she treats her employees and stuff like that. Exactly. It's like, and her whole motto was to be kind, and then you find out she's not kind, you're kind of like, what? But anyway, back to you. When I first met Chelsea, it was funny because our mutual friend had actually told me that Chelsea was working on a movie. And I thought, based on the way Chelsea had interacted with us, she was so humble. She was so nice. Like the first time I met her, that I didn't even catch on that when my friend said she's working on a movie, that she was an actress, because she was just so humble. Wow. Like, you were so humble. You were so nice to us that towards the end, I was like, so what do you work on? Because I thought someone was going to say, like, I thought you were going to say like hair, makeup, like props, like whatever, like you were working in production. And you were like, oh, I'm actually playing like this character in this show. And I was like,
you're like, what?
Like my jaw literally like hit the floor. I was like, you're so nice.
You're a literal and
like
actress.
Yeah. Like I didn't even find out until the end of our lunch. And because, okay, we also, do you remember this? We got you to pick the restaurant, and the restaurant that you picked, so the restaurant that she picked, and you were also in Toronto, was Golden Turtle, a pho restaurant.
Oh.
It was like one of those, it was
like a random, like Chinatown, like a
in Ossington. Yeah. It was like an Ossington restaurant. It's like one of those like, it was like one of those like super humble, like Viet places, like paying cash, like really, really like grimy, like the bathrooms are dirty. And then, so I mean like, because I've also never met like an actress in my life. Like I obviously have my own like
perception.
Perception of what an actress would be like. So till after meeting you and you were like, oh no, I'm actually an actress. I'm like, you're so nice and humble and chill. Yeah.
I love pho. I was like, I love pho. I was like, please. And it was so cold, I'm sure, when we
I don't know what I was expecting, but I guess it's like, if I ever thought I was going to meet an actress or like have a meal with her or whatever, like I would expect
it'd be like a nicer place.
I'm going to like wear, like
I'm gonna,
reservation.
We're gonna, yeah, it's going to be at like the Four Seasons.
Exactly.
Like, hotel bar or something. But then you're at a hole in the wall pho restaurant that pays in cash.
Yeah.
Aww.
But that was fun.
Yeah, like even our interaction right now, and I'm meeting you for the first time, and what you said in your answer to the last question of the impact you want to make in this world, you really give off the vibe and give off the energy of just having such a kind and sweet heart. And it's just something like I see taking you really far.
I hope so. I don't want to subscribe to like the idea that you have to be like so cutthroat or like sell your soul and whatever to like get things. And I just hope that being a good person would bring you into like the presence of other, you know, really genuine good people.
Other
and then
people,
you know, you want to attract who you want to be. So That's the hope.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
And on our like podcast also, like our kind of why is we want to really help people as well. So kind of to conclude on the last section of our questions that we have today from some of our subscribers as well. It's more about, you know, for those people who are interested in pursuing acting, like what is some of the advice that you can give them, or like even what would you tell your younger self knowing what you know now?
So one advice for just anyone who wants to get into it is, on a practical level, like know that you will never stop feeling some insecurity about jobs, about your job security. You will always just be questioning when your next job is, and that literally like the biggest actresses and actors in the world still face that problem. So just know that that's what you're signing up for. But also on like a character level, or like on an audition level, I always think it's important to hone in on what makes you different as a person and like press into that. Don't necessarily go in trying to play what you think that you saw on TV or something that's been done, but like really hone into like, are you like, maybe you're really funny and you do these weird mannerisms, like play with that. Like
tap into your own personality.
Tap into your own personality and figure out like, okay, I play like really serious, mean characters so well. like hone that in really well. And then like full send when you like send in the tape, and just like, yeah, just try to figure out what makes you different. Cause even though we're all Asian actors or like whatever, like everyone has like, I can't really see you doing
their
that
special gift.
Yeah. Everyone has like a special gift. So I would just like, don't, you know, try to be intentional about the characters that you can play. And I think that'll help you when you're at least to make an impression on like casting directors. And what was the other one? Oh, what would I tell my younger self? To stop overthinking. I still need to tell myself that, but so many things just like things happen, results happen, or outcomes happen that are good, and you realize you didn't need to worry about it like before then. So just know when to stop overthinking, and like sometimes you can't think your way out of a problem. You just have to like kind of keep walking and see what happens.
And you keep going and look where you are now.
I know.
All these amazing shows and on a wiki page, and it really is so amazing, and it's such an honor to have you on our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. This was so fun.
Yeah. So where can people find you? Like your social handles, like what channels are you on that people can follow you?
I'm mostly on Instagram, and my handle is at Chelsea T. Zhang.
Nice. Okay, perfect. And of course, you can also catch her on Netflix especially. And she also has, you know, some other exciting projects that we'll kind of keep under wraps for now. And then we'll kind of follow her Instagram, and I'm sure they will come to light very shortly. Yay. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming onto this podcast.
Thank you so much for your time, spending your Friday evening with us. We really appreciate it. And it was such a blast interviewing you. And we know you'll go so far in acting and entertainment with the talent and also the kind heart that you have. So thank you so much, Chelsea.
Aw, thanks, guys.
So for our listeners out there, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed our very first guest speaker episode. Once again, you can follow us on Instagram at Sisters You've Never Had. Follow Chelsea on her Instagram. We will leave her handle in the description box down below. And we will catch you in the very next episode.
Catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.